or Ali C today.
Boy, the tug of war of the internet just got uglier with a 3-2 vote for what could only be termed as highly controversial net neutrality. Why you should care and how I think this is a bad idea. I'm going to tell you about it during this hour of America Tonight. Doing some of that last-minute shopping, going through those crowded malls, frantically grabbing things. Now, that's what you do on Christmas Eve. Have you ever had to run out and get something at the last minute, and it's just a mass of humanity? And usually, you know where those people are? I mean, no joke. They're in the pharmacy, the CVS's of the world, the Walgreens, because usually they're open and everything else is closed down. Now you're desperate and you're reaching for the je ne sais, whatever you can find you're grabbing, because you still have to get some of those last minute gifts. I have an answer for you. Here's what you do. You come up with an IOU, or you decide that you're going to give New Year's presents instead. Start a new tradition. Because for some reason, the 25th doesn't give you enough time, so punt, push it off to the 1st. Usher in the new year with a new tradition. It's just a twist on it, right? Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. And speaking of twisted, we are. We zig and zag all over the place like a group of people who have massive ADD. And I'm sure a lot of you suffer from the same thing. That's my contention, that all of us have the attention spans of a gnat anymore. And it's probably the speed with what we live with, the speed of everything hitting us so quickly. You know, what's interesting is I don't think of Congress as having a lot of speed, so to speak. And here we are with this lame duck Congress. And, you know, actually, they've so far done a couple of things. One, on the side of, I think, of the column that would go toward favoritism with this president and what's happening with the administration. But anyway, the tax compromise, which in a way Obama blew it, because why did he give in? He let himself be held hostage, and then he paid to get out. But okay, so there now is this tax cuts across the board for everybody. Doesn't matter what you make. So forget the campaign promise about the 250 and up. But, you know, that also was tied to unemployment. We don't want to relive all that. We certainly have talked about that enough on this show. So we go from that to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which happened over the weekend to the surprise of a lot of people. And now they're on the verge of, I mean, this is the lame duck Congress. They're on the verge of the START treaty and saying, okay, ratifying it, basically. Remember, it's non-binding, but it reduces the amount of nukes and clearly cuts a deal with the Russians. And the thought is behind START, well, by doing this, then the really bad guys, the Islamic terrorists and that lot, they'll see something here, and perhaps this helps thwart terrorism in a roundabout way, which is a muddled mess of an explanation, and I don't buy that. But just START as it stands, or has already cleared a key Senate hurdle. Will it actually be able to leap over the bar, you know, like planting the pole and flying over the highest level of the bar that you could fly over? Well, all you need is 67 votes, and it looks like they have the 67 votes. Not everybody agrees. Here's some different points of view. Senators Graham, Alexander, and Barrasso.
I do not believe this treaty, under the conditions that we have today in the terms of the treaty, is in our national security interest.
I will vote to ratify the New START treaty between the United States and Russia because it leaves our country with enough nuclear warheads to blow any attacker to kingdom come.
The Senate is not a rubber stamp, not for the administration, not for Russia,
And as one senator, I am not ready to stamp this treaty.
Then don't, but it probably won't matter, because as long as there's enough votes, then it means that it passes or is ratified and the reduction begins and the inspections start up again. And does it really do anything for terrorism? No. Do we still have enough nukes to blow the snot out of any country? Absolutely. But why cut the deal with the Russians in the first place in this case? I don't get it. I don't know. Can somebody give me those rose-colored glasses that I can look through and suddenly get it, get that light bulb moment? I don't think so. Remember the Russian spies? I talked about that on a previous show and some of the other things that the Russians have done when we weren't looking. Whoops, did we mean to do that? Oh, yeah. Did you realize we did that? And it's really not the Russians that I worry about. Look at the power that the Chinese are amassing. And the debt that they hold in the palm of their hands. The Chinese, my friends, are the scarier lot between the two, honestly. And then there's others I would rank in there, thinking of what's going on in that powder keg that is the Middle East. I'm going to move quickly. I'm going to push that aside for a second. I mean, you know, basically start up or down. Do you think this is a good deal to cut this deal with the Russians, or is it just more positioning and photo ops? I mean, that's what I think of. I think photo op. Oh, photo op. We're going to agree to reduce the amount of nukes, but in the end, what does it really matter? So we're going to waste this time on the Hill. We're going to ratify this, yada, yada. So I say thumbs down on START, because I think it's a bunch of hooey, for lack of a better way to describe it. I'm 10 coffee cups in on the day, so I can't think of a better way to stretch this apart for you, like some of that saltwater taffy. It's not good. It shouldn't expand, in other words. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can hit me up at americatonight.net. I wanted to get to this, though, from the top. We have now, because we are an apologist nation, we have the Daily Apology. Yesterday it was Nina Totenberg who apologized for saying Christmas, because you can't say Christmas, that's politically incorrect. You have to say holidays. Why differentiate? You can't do that. Now you've got a guy who's on thin ice anyway, running the Republican Party, Michael Steele. And Michael Steele apparently is going to apologize for the idiot remark. One of his challengers in the Republican National Committee chairman race is questioning his temperament and demanding that he apologize after he called a veteran RNC member an idiot during a recent radio appearance. So anyway, and by the way, Steele used that word idiot to describe Indiana committeeman Jim Bopp, who has been a long-time RNC member, I guess, and he got his hackles up. And, of course, he's a critic of Steele's. He suggested that Steele was playing the race card in his reelection bid, and so Bopp was bothered by Steele's remarks during a conference call to announce that bid for a second term. I don't think he should. He says he's going to apologize, I guess, for the idiot remark, but I don't think he should have to apologize for it. That's part of the problem. He thinks the guy's an idiot, and he said it, and he was talking on a radio show. Just stand by your comments. After all, the guy was taking a chunk out of him anyway. Please, give me a break.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards.
For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, on my own personal hit list, Russia's not really on the top rung, although I would sleep with both eyes open and keep an eye on what Mother Russia is doing. The START Treaty, to me, is just a ceremonial deal. Because the reduction, what does it matter in the long run? What does it matter in the long run? And we have other fish to fry. And I don't get it. I don't get it. Ceremonial, if nothing else, period. That's it. Big fat photo op. We're reducing our nukes. So all you crazy nutballs out there, see what we're doing? We're getting rid of our nukes. We only have 1,500 and change. That's it. That's it. The Russians say they have the same thing. We've got the inspectors going out. See, Ahmadinejad, you want to join the party? You have to let us inspect to make sure you're just doing that uranium enrichment because you want more power. He wants more power, but it's a different kind of power. Dan in Texas, you're my leadoff man. What's happening, Dan?
Well, Madam President, first of all, I've got a few things to say, but I'd like to apologize to that gentleman in Vermont as being one of your resident geniuses. I do apologize if I offended him. And
I don't think he lumped you into that, I must say. I don't think that was you that he was talking about, but
oh,
okay.
Shucks, darn, I thought I was one of your geniuses. Shucks, I feel slighted now. Okay, now, I agree with you on the Internet thing. This is just government's way of getting their little greasy, grimy hands playing
sure.
their fairness doctrine with the Internet and getting control. They fear the Internet because
yes.
it is a... And you and I both agree on that. Okay, two, SALT and Russia. Making a deal with Russia is like trying to hug a porcupine. You're going to get stuck.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, sure, because the second you try to do something different, even though it's non-binding, it'll be thrown back in the U.S.'s face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. We're going to be the bad guy no matter what, because
no matter what.
That's the way the deck's stacked.
Right.
Okay, and if you want to check out something, I know you've got connections like a freight train. Check out Norfolk, Virginia, and all the stuff that Obama is doing to retard our military capability, all right? Mm-hmm. And last of all, your January gift idea is a good one. Was that one of yours, or did somebody feed it to you?
No, it's one of mine. Look,
that's
if you
wonderful.
Get caught in a pinch, just say to somebody,
yeah,
hey, I'm
great.
Turning it upside down. I don't want Christmas to be commercial, so I'm going to do this deal where you're going to get my present, but it's going to happen at the beginning of the
Speaking
year.
Speaking of presents, darling, I keep looking in the mailbox for that wonderful picture that you promised me, and I haven't received my John Grisham book after I saw that
Ooh.
Book for you on what the British conversation was between Marnie.
All right, hang on. I think we do have your address from something, because we've sent you something before in the past, haven't we?
Well, yeah, I've won the Cowboys and the Bears. Well, you know me. I like to compete.
I love that. Hang on. I'm just going to make sure that Matt gets your address again, and we'll make sure that you get the Grisham book.
And the picture.
And the picture. I'll send you a picture.
Oh, absolutely. And I loved your little comments, too, and so did my daughter.
There you go. I love that.
Okay,
thanks,
well,
Dano.
Good night, honey.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go from Dan to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Now, that picture you were sending in, is that of you?
It's of me, yes.
Are you going to sign it? I mean, you know.
I'm going to sign a picture to him, yes.
If you're the first woman president someday, that picture will be worth money, you know?
You're so funny. Yeah, 2 cents.
Hey, you know, I've been thinking about this treaty with Russia, and, you know, it sounds like Obama's getting everything he wants right now, you know. I mean, you know, ever since he made that deal with the taxes, you know, he got the don't ask, don't tell. That's been overturned now, and, you know, and it seems like everything's, you know, he's got senators, Republican senators lining up to vote with him on this START treaty, and, you know, and, you know, the only thing I was thinking, you know, is one problem, you know, Mother Russia, I hope she can learn from her past, you know. And Kate, I don't portray to be the smartest person in the world, but at the same time, I don't portray to be the dumbest, you know. But when you know that somebody, you're just not a very smart people, you know, you just kind of accept it and move on. And over the years, you know, I mean, the Nazis just took it to them at first because, you know, they had the technology upper hand on them, you know. And
right.
It wasn't until, you know, they were able to mass so many amounts of people, which is why, you know, Mother Russia lost, what, 20 to 30 million people during that war? You
uh-huh.
know, half the people that were killed in World War II were Russians. You
yes.
know, and they just always lagged behind the technology. You know how I remember the day that we landed in Japan, Kate, when I was a kid?
Then what happened?
It was July 12, 1976. You know how I remember that day? That was the day that a Russian MiG pilot that flew his MiG Air Force jet, Russian Air Force jet or Soviet jet, whatever you want to call it, in the Misawa Air Force Base in northern Japan. And when we landed at Yokota Air Force Base outside of Tokyo, they had so many troops that were massing to fly up to Misawa, and it was just like that. And the funny part about it was they went and, you know, took this jet and disassembled it and everything, and the thing was running on vacuum tubes, Kate. Not even on transistors, you know? And we sat back and said, you've got to be kidding me. This is their technology, you know? And the point was, that was, you know, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And the point, I guess the whole point I'm trying to make to this is that, you know, we've always had the upper hand in technology. And you remember how we talked a couple weeks ago when this idea about this START treaty was coming down? And I said, well, they need to bargain with Obama and say, look, if you're going to do the START treaty, you're going to start NASA back up. Because as long as we keep the, you know, a lot
That's
of people
right.
believe that the reason we won the Cold War is mm-hmm. because of, you know, Star Wars and our upper hand in technology. But if we're going to turn around and just start crawling into a hole and saying, here, Russia, you just, you know, you know, 20 years from now, you'll have the total, technological hand on me above us. I mean, you know, if we're just going to give that away, then that's what I have an issue with. I don't have so much an issue with cutting back on nuclear weapons. We just need to make sure we stay a step ahead of the game, and the Nazis are the perfect example of remembering that lesson, because their technology is the reason why they were able to storm through Europe so fast in such a small amount of time, you know, and it wasn't until just mass numbers finally beat them back, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. But anyway, though, hey, I wanted to share a couple other things with you. I don't need to get into politics too much tonight. But, hey, I went and saw that movie, The Fighter.
Oh, how was that? That's Marky Mark is the dude
got,
in that.
Have you got your ding bell ready there? Oscar!
Really?
Christian Bale, hands down, supporting actor. I've called it before. If he doesn't win, it'll be as bad as when Brad Pitt lost with 12 Monkeys. He should have won. You know, I mean, he is hands down, you know, he steals the film, basically, to be honest with you. And I love Christian Bale. I remember him from, you know, Empire of the Sun when he was a kid, you know, the Steven Spielberg movie, you know, but I just love his acting. He's a great actor. But he hands down, and what even stills it even better, Kate, is at the end of the movie in the credits, they're showing some pictures. They're talking to Dickie Eklund, who is the role that he plays, and oh my gosh, I can't remember the name. and they're all the two brothers. They're talking to him at the end, mm-hmm. and you just can tell from what all the drugs they did to this guy. You know, he's, you know, the way he's acting, everything. And it was like he basically, Christian Bale hit a grand slam with his performance. I mean, the gal that played their mother, I guarantee you she'll be up for supporting actress. And it was like watching an episode of Jerry Springer inside of a movie. This woman was an absolute nutcase, and she pulls it over making you realize that, you know, and that this is the things that Mickey had to deal with growing up, you know, but it's a very, it's a little bit violent. There's drug use. There's, you know, my favorite gal was in it too, Amy Adams, right?
Right.
So, and I didn't care for her lingerie in there. It was a little revealing, but in any case, though, very good movie. I highly recommend it, especially if you like boxing or you like underdog stories. You know, it's and it really took a look at, you know, at the drugs in America and how the effect that it has on families, and you know, it's just a really good movie. I don't know if it'll be up for Oscar or not, but I can tell you that performance was a grand slammer. You know.
All right, So a cheap movie review from Don. Don, thanks. We appreciate the phone call. You take care, buddy. He's saying go and see The Fighter. I like boxing movies. I mean, think of boxing movies, though. There's been some cheesy ones. Rocky, the first one, great. I can still watch Rocky. I can still go back to that moment. I still go back to the 70s and watch it. But not Rocky 7. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. You had The Champ, which was sappy, but made sense, right? Of course, the big one was, did you like Will Smith as Muhammad Ali? Was that a thumbs up or a thumbs down performance? We've got tons of boxing movies. Raging Bull, that was great. Raging Bull was great. Mail's up next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
That road of Mark Wahlberg comes up with the movie The Fighter, which, by the way, he tried to get made for years, and there weren't enough takers. They couldn't get the actors together. It was more about the money, the backing, all that kind of stuff. Finally, it's out there, and it's not the number one movie at the box office. It doesn't open with a real punch. I had to say that. That was a setup. So I'm thinking, what was missing in this, or was it the timing of when it came out? Think about some of the best boxing movies. Sylvester Stallone in Rocky, because that was fresh. It was out of the gate. It was the whole Philly thing. The underdog, Raging Bull, which really needs not much of an introduction whatsoever. Vintage Robert De Niro, Cinderella Man, starring Renee Zellweger and Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe was pretty good in that, I'd say. Ali, you either liked this movie or you didn't like it, and it all hinged on Will Smith's performance as Ali, a biopic. Million Dollar Baby had Hilary Swank and the tears and the death and the vintage Clint Eastwood. And I think she won an Oscar for that, too. And then there was another one that actually you have to go back a little bit, but not too far back. Remember The Hurricane? Denzel Washington was in that movie. That movie was actually pretty good. I didn't see it at the movies. It was a rental deal. Somebody told me, oh, you need to watch it. It's really good. You like boxing, or you did like boxing. So if you watch this, the boxing sequences actually look so vivid, so real. You think that you're sitting outside of the ring and you're watching, and I would have to agree with that. That's what I thought about Raging Bull, though. I like the way that Scorsese shot it, and it felt realistic to me. Rocky wasn't realistic, but it was that under, to me, it was that underdog theme that you got from Sylvester Stallone. Now, I just was talking about this because Don came on and gave us the thumbs up on the whole fighter thing, saying Christian Bale should get an Academy Award and all that sort of stuff. And already I've gotten three emails on it. So, and here's the take. I'm going to go to your take on that in just a second, right? I'm going to go to that. But before I do that, we're going to set you up with my favorite grandpa, who's not talking about fighters, not in that sense of the word anyway. Here's Roger Madden's commentary of the day.
The future of the Republican Party and America's future with the people of Mexico will soon converge. The next 5 years will give us a glimpse into that future, and it doesn't look promising. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. It was Satchel Paige, one of the greatest black baseball players when baseball was segregated, who said, "Don't look back. Something may be gaining on you." Well, something is definitely gaining on America, and it's China, with its dynamic and unrelenting economic growth and developing military prowess. Is there any doubt that America's nearly catatonic response to North Korea's recent aggression against South Korea is directly related to China's unambiguous support of its client state? America's unstable armistice with North Korea, which it entered into in the middle of the 20th century, exists today because of America's unwillingness at that time to face a broken and weak China. If America was unwilling to confront China then, what choices are open to it today, what with China's growing power and influence in this century? But what does any of this have to do with the people of Mexico? Well, no country has ever maintained its power and influence without a growing population. By the next generation, America will need 400 million people to meet its current worldwide commitments. It is just barely replacing its current population today, even while 1.5 million immigrants, legal and illegal, are entering the country annually. So instead of trying to stop the flow of Mexicans from coming across our southern border, we should be welcoming them with open arms, providing them, their wives and children, with a green card and a social security number. Republicans should be embracing our friends to the South for a myriad of reasons, and to think otherwise will condemn the party to an early grave. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Oh, Roger, I'm going to have to say I disagree with Roger's take on the day. And let me tell you, that's going to be one of the last frontiers heading into this new Congress. What do you do? And I think of friends of mine who left Arizona, liberal friends of mine, by the way, who lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and said it was in their neighborhood, it was just too, starting to get too rough for them as to what was happening with the situation with the illegals. And of course, they were talking about dealing with gangs, they were talking about drugs being pushed, and they were scared to death that something was going to happen to their young son. And then the folks at Parkland Hospital, I know I've told this story, they sent a big fat bill to Mexico, to fabulous Felipe Calderon, she said sarcastically, to tell the president of Mexico, who wants to tell us how to do our business when it comes to his people coming into the country, making whatever living they're making and sending the money back, which is, by the way, their number one source of revenue, even though they have the wealthiest man in the world, Carlos Slim, living there. You want to talk about a bird's eye view of the haves and the have-nots. Oh, my friends, spend some time in Mexico, and you'll see it. It is the haves and the have-nots. So I completely disagree with Roger's take on that. But heading into this new Congress, I'll be interested to see how it's tackled, especially because overwhelmingly you're going to see now the House with the Republican slant and more Republican senators. But there are certainly the moderates who I don't think will go along with a new policy on immigration. In the meantime, we're spending all that money on this fence deal. What happened to the fence? It's like construction that just stopped. Hammers just fell into the sand. Remember that whole fence deal? How much of that fence has been built? Not very much, my friends. Not very much at all. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Good. You're talking about movies. I haven't been to theater since Gibson. Mel Gibson's thing.
Braveheart?
The Thing of the Christ. The Passion of
The Passion of the Christ?
Yeah, that's been a while. And I
That has been a while.
And I agree with you disagreeing with that Roger Madden fella. They bring in all kinds of drugs and crap.
Yeah, I don't think, there's much more to it than what meets the eye. And also the numbers are higher, and also the draining of the resources, and there's a lot of hard evidence we could point to, yes.
But what I really wanted to call for was to congratulate you on your Eagles. That was sort of unreal.
Yeah, the Eagles, of course, scoring, 28 points in seven minutes, just shy of 8 minutes. It was crazy that the Giants, I think it's the Giants that really also messed up to let them in.
Especially that last one with the punt.
Yeah.
I bet that guy's going to be learning how to pooch punts out of bounds this week, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. That's something vital that you have to know how to do. Yeah, absolutely.
And I owe apology to your dyed-in-the-wool Green Bay fans out there for not giving them more credit for having a team that darn near beat the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that was some game. That turned out to be the best game.
For being able to stand up to them, but as I predicted that wide score differential.
Right. Yeah, 30-27. I mean, nobody was even close. Nobody was close. Nobody, like you said, nobody was really thinking Packers that they were going to be that close and that it was going to turn out to be that kind of a game. And lo and behold, yeah, you got to give them credit. Aaron Rodgers, you can't count the Packers out.
Oh, this week was another crazy week.
It was a crazy week.
Huh?
It was a crazy week. You're right. It's unpredictable. It's a strange year.
Carolina winning and Cincinnati beating Cleveland and a few others I could pick out from memory.
Yeah.
But I got 50% again this week.
Good. At least you're getting your, 50% is not bad. I hate to tell you, Tom, it's not bad.
Well, after 14-2 a month ago, it's pretty slim pickings.
It's hard. It's hard to pick them. That's what I'm saying. This year is difficult.
Yeah, I'm not even picking points. God forbid.
Yeah, just straight up. Yeah, that's easier. I think straight up is better.
I told someone if I was betting for money this year, I would have pulled out my hair and started drinking, and that would have made me a bald, drunken gambler.
And you're not that. Yeah, I understand. No. Yeah, frustrating.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd give you a laugh for the morning.
You did.
Day.
You too. Great call, Tom. Thank you. Yep, and he gave credit to the Eagles. He's right. The Eagles coming back like that was incredible. I mean, you do have to say Vic looked like a world beater, but the Giants' defense was god-awful. To let that happen with less than 8 minutes, are you kidding? How do you do that with less than 8 minutes? After you stop them during the game, and especially in the beginning of the game, you're able to sack Vic, you're able to get to him, pressure him, all that stuff. What are you thinking? What's going on? What changed so dramatically? And, of course, Tom Coughlin, the coach of the Giants after the game, oh, it's me. Well, somebody. Who's calling the plays? So I guess it does stop with the coach, and that was abysmal. He didn't do much for his case. Of course, the Giants aren't out of it. You know, the Eagles now are on top in the NFC East. We still have a couple of games left, but that was a key opportunity for New York, and they blew it. Absolutely, they blew it. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to actually check that mail, so stay with us. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Here on America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. I keep threatening to do that this hour. I promise we're going to get to it. But before we go there, we're going to take a call. Let's go to Blue in Tennessee. Hello, Blue.
Hello. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing good. Doing good. Just checked the headline on Drudge. And the newest headline is blowout. Government liabilities rose to $2 trillion this year.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you know, it's like I always say, follow the money. We've been talking about that, Blue, for so long. Pardon the pun, but I'm almost blue in the face. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's not nice. It's ridiculous. And, you know, what's going to happen as we look further down the road? What's going to happen 6 months into next year? What's going to happen 3 years from now? What's going to happen? I mean, what's the future? What are, you know, what's the future for my 9-year-old nephew?
Well, the future for my beautiful 14-year-old son and my darling 12-year-old daughter is that, you know what? It's time to rise up. It's done. You want to solve it? Let's play this game. 3 different events have to happen simultaneously. 1, we go to Washington with pitchforks. 2, we go to the Southern Poverty Law Center with gun-shaped balloons going the next time it's for real. And 3, we go after Monsanto's with real shotguns, daring them to walk out of their offices. And then we might be able to take back our country. If you were not aware, SB 510 actually did pass the Senate on Sunday.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
You manipulate and you control the food. You control the people.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. It's good, Blue, it's good that you're aware. The thing is, I'm an advocate of what you're saying. I'm an advocate of action rather than being passive. That the more people that get involved and are aware of what's happening, then the rise up to me doesn't have to get to the point where we're armed and we're sick of it. It gets to the point where I think that you use the actions of the people to say, okay, here we all are. Here's the amount. We just had the census, by the way. And here's what we can block if we don't start to make sense on this whole thing. I mean, falling deeper, and thanks for the call, by the way, falling deeper into the red in 2010 with, like you said, the liabilities that are more than $2 trillion with the commitment on this debt, and people keep poo-pooing that. Remember, China's got a big hand in what that debt is and where it's going. And, of course, the federal benefits rose more. So you look at these backwards accounting methods by the fools in D.C., and you got to say, you know, I was an okay math student. I didn't start out that way, but, boy, I got there quickly. And even counting on my fingers, I could do a better job of the measurement than they're doing. It's crazy. It's crazy that we keep on mounting the liabilities here. And part of the problem is because of fraud, for example, when it comes to some of our medical programs and, of course, waste, ridiculous spending. You start to axe out some of those programs that make no sense, even going as far as the earmarks. Why do we even have the earmarks? Let's save some money. Look what it's cost us in the past. And, you know, you got to get serious about this budget. You have to do more than 10 weeks, obviously. You have to come up with a way to cut, not spend. You got to balance stuff. There's no balance. Imagine if you or I, or what if Blue was part of a company and I'm part of a company, and we have to, that's our deal. We got to come up with a way to balance the budget. Boy, they'd fire us, wouldn't they? How can you keep going down the same path, this uncertain path? And we don't even know, because the projection for, and we were just talking about this, I said my nephew's 9, she was talking about a 14-year-old, and I think she said a 12-year-old. So what's the projected costs into their future? So what does that mean? What do they have to look forward to? You know, that's the question. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, I like the way that sounds. Can we hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
All right, very good. This one is from Little Bob. And Little Bob says, Kate, wow, love that you're talking about boxing. How did you get on that? The Fighter. If you haven't seen it, go and see it. I have to throw in with you on Raging Bull. De Niro was the best. How much weight do you think he gained for that part? Interesting. He really threw himself into that part, I think. And that's why I think it was one of the best movies that I've seen as far as realistically looking like the person you're portraying. And also, the fight scenes were great. To me, the fight scenes were realistic. You know, this is the magic of Hollywood, but still, however the filmmaker pulls it together, it ultimately, and what we see on the big screen, if we're, it's the believability factor. And I have to say that that there was serious believability factor, I guess, there. All right, we got another one here from, let's see, Joe at the OK Corral. Kate, I love your reference to the Wild West when it comes to the Internet. Net neutrality is an abomination. I agree with Al Franken, and usually we don't agree on anything, that this is dangerous territory. Don't need it. 3-2, what a disappointment. What do you think? Yeah, I've said that. I think the scary thing about it is ultimately what's going to happen to the controls of the Internet. So how much are we going to – here's the other thing. How much are we going to end up paying for it in the end? And that's, you know, that's part of the problem. How much are we going to end up paying? Oh, well, this person gets high speed. This person gets this. You know, ultimately the gatekeepers are going to jack with us. They're going to hijack us. That's what's going to happen. I just cannot believe that this is where we want to go. We don't want net neutrality. No. Keep your hands off the Internet. The last bastion of free speech. I said this the other day. You know, some of the gobbledygook nonsense that's on the Internet, who cares? You don't have to read it. You don't have to go to that website. You don't have to look at what the bloggers are saying. You don't have to read it. You just go to the website you like. There's millions of them. Millions, right? And that's what's cool. That's what's cool about the Internet. The fact that you never know that it is uncharted territory, even if you want to create something on the Internet, right? You want to mold something. You want a piece of the action. You want to see where you can take it. It doesn't take much to do that. It doesn't take much to set up a website that's got business traffic on it, but it sure will when they start to regulate it, and that's what'll happen. It's a slippery slope. In this case, I think it's a slippery slope where it starts off, oh, this will be good because now there could be some regulations, things that keep this tight so that everybody is on equal footing. I'm not buying that. I don't think everyone's going to be on equal footing. Not at all. I think, in fact, it's going to go in the opposite direction. Thanks for all the emails. You, too, can jump on the Express. How do you do that? Just shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!